October 26, 1926, how in all the acts that Jesus did, his purpose was the kingdom of the divine fiat. Adam feels the honor he had lost being returned to him. As I continue to unite myself with the acts that Jesus did in redemption, my always lovable Jesus told me, "My daughter, see how all the acts I did in redeeming man, and even the miracles I performed during my public life, had no other purpose but to call the kingdom of the supreme fiat into the midst of creatures. And in the act of doing them, I asked my celestial Father to make it known and to restore it in the midst of the human generations. If I gave sight to the blind, my first act was to put to flight the darkness of the human will, the primary cause of the blindness of the soul and of the body, so that the light of my will might illuminate the souls of many blind, and they might obtain the sight to look at my will in order to love it, and their bodies also might be exempt from losing the sight. If I gave hearing to the deaf, first I asked my Father that they might acquire the hearing to hear the voices, the knowledges, the prodigies of my divine will, so that it might enter into their hearts as the way through which to dominate them, and there might be no more deaf in the world, either of soul or of body. Also in the dead I resurrected, I asked that the souls might rise again in my eternal will, even those which were putrefied, and made more than cadavers by the human will. And when I took the ropes to cast the profanators out of the temple, it was the human will that I was casting out, so that mine might enter, reigning and dominating, and they might be truly rich in their souls and no longer subject to natural poverty. When I entered Jerusalem triumphantly, in the midst of the triumph of the crowds, surrounded with honor and glory, it was the triumph of my will that I established in the midst of the peoples. There was no act I did while being on earth in which I did not place my will's prime act to be established once again in the midst of creatures, because that was the thing I cared for the most. If it were not so, or if I did not do so, if in everything I worked and suffered I did not have the kingdom of the supreme fiat as prime act to be restored in the midst of creatures, my coming upon earth would have brought a half good to the generations, not a complete one, and the glory of my celestial Father would not have been completely reintegrated by me. In fact, since my will is the origin of every good and the only purpose of creation and redemption, it is therefore the ultimate fulfillment of all our works. Without it, our most beautiful works remain within a frame and without completion, because it alone is the crown of our works and the seal that our work is complete. Therefore, for the honor and glory of the very work of redemption, it was to have, as prime act, the purpose of the kingdom of my will. After this, I was beginning my round in the divine will, and going into the terrestrial Eden, where Adam had done the first act of withdrawal of his will from the divine, I said to my sweet Jesus, "My love, I want to annihilate my will and yours, that it may never have life, so that your will may have life in everything and forever, in order to repair for the first act which Adam did, and return to your supreme will all the glory as if Adam had never withdrawn from it. Oh! How I wish to give back to him the honor he lost because he did his own will and rejected yours. And I intend to do this act for as many times as creatures have done their own will, the cause of all evils, and have rejected yours, the origin and fount of all goods. Therefore I pray you that the kingdom of the supreme fiat may come soon, so that everyone, from Adam up to all the creatures who have done their own will, may receive the honor and the glory which they lost, and your will may receive triumph, glory and its fulfillment." Now, while I was saying this, my highest good, Jesus, was moved and touched, and making my first father Adam present to me, let him himself tell me, with emphasis of love, "All special, blessed daughter, finally my Lord God, after so many centuries, has delivered to the light of the day the one who was to think about giving me back the honor and the glory which I lost, alas, by doing my will. How I feel my happiness redoubled. Until now, no one has ever thought of giving me back that honor which I lost. Therefore I thank God profoundly for having delivered you to the light, and I thank you, the daughter dearest to me, for taking on the commitment to return to God the glory, as if his will had never been offended by me, and to me the great honor that the kingdom of the supreme fiat be established once again in the midst of the human generations. It is right that I give you the place which had been destined to me as the first creature that came out of the hands of our Creator. After this, my lovable Jesus, clasping me to himself, told me, "My daughter, not only Adam, but all heaven awaits your acts in my will, in order to receive the honor which their human will has taken away from them. You must know that I have placed more grace in you than I placed in Adam, so that my will might possess you and dominate triumphantly over you, and so that yours might feel honored to never have life and to give the place to my will. In him I did not place my humanity as his help and strength, and as cortege of my will, because then I did not have it. But I have placed it in you, to provide you with all the necessary helps, so that your will may remain at its place, and mine may reign and, together with you, may follow your rounds in my eternal volition in order to establish its kingdom." On hearing this, surprised, I said, "My Jesus, what are you saying? It seems to me that you want to tempt me and make fun of me. How is it possible that you have placed more grace in me than in Adam?" And Jesus, "Certainly, certainly, my daughter. I had to do in such a way that your will might be sustained by another divine humanity, so that it would not stagger, but remain firm in my will. So, I am not making fun of you, but I am telling you this, so that you correspond to me and be attentive.